Hello and welcome to the Alex Spanish Progress Report. I'm your host, Alex. Today we review Alex's progress throughout the first module of Spanish 303, Conversation and Communication. Later in the program, we'll have an exclusive interview with the man himself to learn about his journey in his own words. Now, we start with an investigation of Alex's speaking progress through an investigation of the recorded materials he submitted over the course of the semester. Alex began the semester with fairly strong understanding of many of the basic components of how the Spanish language worked. He began the language in 8th grade, his experience culminating in his first 300-level Spanish class last semester, Introduction to Literary Theory with Claire Solomon. According to trusted sources, Alex was enthusiastic about being in a Spanish-speaking environment and was interested in the material, but felt he was making little progress with speaking. As the class size meant in-class speaking opportunities were limited, this gave him less experience with the spoken language than he would have preferred. And we can hear this in his first Audiocronica submission, sent in on February 19th.
Nací en 1994 en Searsmont, Maine. Mi madre era enfermera y mi padre era ama de casa. Cuando yo tenía 4 años, más o menos, mi familia mudaron a Rockport, Maine, más cerca de la escuela que me asistía. Asistía a esta escuela, una escuela de Waldorf, para casi todos mis años antes de instituto. 1 o 2 años antes de instituto, desarrollaba un interés muy fuerte en la música. Empecé a estudiar con un maestro de música que me enseña muchísimas cosas sobre ambas la música y también la vida.
From this first look at Alex's abilities, there are a few things we can take away. Firstly, the accent doesn't seem to have settled in yet. He seems to be continually struggling with how much he should emulate other speakers he's heard. We can hear this when he says, and also in life.
Sobre ambas la música y también la vida.
Clearly, there's some confusion as to what is his voice with a good accent versus what is an emulation of another speaker's he's heard. The flow is somewhat smooth, considering it was the speaker's first recording, but he does seem to be sticking fairly closely to the script and still stumbles over difficult words. Some of these kinks seem to have been worked out, even by Alex's second Audiocronica, submitted March 7th.
Es muy importante que las generaciones jóvenes aprendan y recuerdan sus historias en comunidades que han tenido eventos violentos, como dictaduras opresivas en el pasado. En lugares como Chile o Argentina, la gente joven a veces no entiende la gravedad de su historia. En mi opinión, lo que está enseñado en la escuela es muy importante. Los países que han tenido eventos terribles en sus pasados no deben tratar de esconder estos eventos. Deben cubrirlos extensivamente para asegurarse de que alguna cosa similar nunca ocurrirá otra vez. También es importante que los estudiantes se den cuenta de la dificultad y la lucha y el sacrificio de sus antepasados. Una idea es que los gobiernos pueden financiar series de películas o shows de radio que pueden informar a jóvenes sobre los cuentos de personas que estaban afectadas por estos eventos. En una generación que consuma información rápidamente, muy rápidamente, necesitamos una manera de demostrar estos temas que crear un gran impacto emocional. Y las películas...
Here, the accent seems much more settled. Alex now seems more focused on the text and the content, and the accent comes more naturally. Although still using a script, he seems to riff off it more, improvising where it feels good linguistically. I see this as a huge improvement for Alex. He's clearly been speaking and listening inside and outside of class, and generally getting a better feel for the language. Slips are still made, harder words are still hard for him to articulate, and sometimes he loses the rhythm mid-sentence, as can be heard when Alex attempts the difficult verb asegurarse.
Extensivamente para asegurarse de que algún...
These difficulties may take more time to develop, and progress is more difficult to trace. The next recording gives us another look at the consistency Alex has developed between his English and Spanish speaking voices. In this news piece about the shooting of Jessica Hernandez, we will hear each sentence in English, then in Spanish.
Police officers shot and killed a teenage girl in Westminster, Colorado, on January 26 of this year.
La policía mataron una joven adolescente en Westminster, Colorado, el 26 de enero.
Details are unclear in the death of Jessica Hernandez, who was 17 years old, and friends and family of Hernandez are deeply saddened and enraged by her death.
Los detalles de la muerte de Jessica Hernandez, una chica de 17 años, no están claros, y los amigos y la familia de Hernandez están entristecidos y enojados.
Whereas before, the rhythm and sentiment seem to be lost at times, Alex has much more consistency in his delivery. This aids the emotional impact of what he is saying, and will help him convey what he feels in further conversations down the road. In the final recording of this segment, Alex focuses on his storytelling skills. Here, emotions are exaggerated for the sake of the radio show audience, but this is a good example of dynamic expression within a short time frame. Also, notice how, for the most part, Alex is fairly consistent in his rhythm, although he does slow it down for the sake of clarity.
Un día, en el séptimo grado, estuve en la clase de artes industriales cuando tuve una idea. Mi novia de ese tiempo estaba en esta clase y yo quería besarla. Dije en voz bajo que nosotros debemos mentir para escapar la clase y ella estaba de acuerdo. Al profesor dije, «Señor, tengo un gran sed. ¿Puedo ir al baño para tomar agua?» Él me dio su consentimiento y yo salí. Algunos minutos después, la novia salió también en la misma manera y nos reunimos de nuevo en una aula vacío. Nos empezamos a besar. Era un poco difícil porque yo era 6 pulgadas más bajo de ella, pero sin embargo, estaba muy emocionante. Repentinamente, una maestra entró. Teníamos muchísima vergüenza y recibimos un sermón muy grande después de la clase. ¡Qué lástima!
Once again, you're listening to the Alex Spanish Progress Report. I'm your host, Alex. Now, we move on to our second segment, an interview with the man himself, Alex. He's called in from Oberlin, Ohio, to give us the scoop firsthand. Alex, how are you?
Hey, honestly can't complain. I'm on vacation. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Alex, I'd love to hear about your journey through this semester.
For me, this semester has really mostly been about improving my comfort level and just getting out there and speaking the language. It started out pretty slow. On February 3rd, I have a journal entry where I talk about listening to Costa Rican radio stations and trying to pick out every word and looking for buzzwords wasn't too helpful.
And how did that change?
I think a lot of my progress can be found in my journal, where I have a March 8th entry where I talk about having a conversation with a man on Mixer named Carlos. And it was just really good for me to have a conversation where the speed was such that I couldn't really choose to slow it down or focus on every word. I really had to relax, and that really helped me. And then also on the comprehension front, I have a journal entry from March 16th where I talk about a talk that we had by a woman named Regina, and she came in, and again, I couldn't slow it down, and so I had to just relax and let the language flow over me, and that actually helped me counterintuitively learn a lot more and understand a lot more.
And how have you felt the effects of learning from this class?
We can see this from a March 17 journal entry. I talked to my friend Christina, and I just really felt like I went into Spanish mode, and it was really easy to slip into the conversation like that. So it's just really a question, I think, of not thinking about every word and just going with the flow.
Wow, it sounds like you're really making strides with this course. Thanks for your time, Alex.
Anytime, Alex. Thanks for having me.
This concludes this module's Alex Spanish Progress Report. Join us next module for more updates as Alex continues his journey. Thanks for listening.